Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Cassie, it is time to rant on teachers or for teachers?
On schools. I'm not pinning this on the teachers themselves, okay. But I am a very frustrated parent right now, and I knew this day was coming. I just thought it was going to happen, like, naively in middle school or junior high, and it's the homework that is sent home. And my child is, to give you context, my child is four. She's not even in actual school. It's like a preschool. And they learn things, which is what I want. That's fantastic. They do, like, they learned about gravity the other day. They learned about Martin Luther King. They do art. Fantastic. And I'm not talking about the worksheets that they'll start sending home, because that's helpful. It's like writing her name out, you know, and different. It's easy, and that's an activity I would have done with her at home anyway. She now has a project due and has to make a presentation, which means I have a project due, mm-hmm. and I have to make the presentation, essentially.
At four?
At four, with poster board, like the science fair three-sided poster board, and I am irritated beyond belief because it is due the day that we depart on Bert's big adventure. So now, in addition to prepping for our big trip, I have to do homework, and I just would like to ask teachers, I'm an involved parent. I sit down with my kid. We do things like counting and other developmental stuff, and I want to be involved with her. But that is too much. Like, I didn't sign up to do homework, and I think it is unfair that when you're sending home projects like this, you know the parents are going to have to input considerable hours into making this presentation happen with their kids. Mm-hmm. I work all day. I go home. I take care of the house. I take care of the kids, you know, and then at night, I don't even have time for myself. So now I have to add in a presentation, and I'm actually furious. I'm getting really upset about it because it'll affect my daughter. You know, like, I don't want her to show up empty handed. So I don't want to make her feel left out. But I am pissed off at these teachers for sending this home.
Yeah, for a 4-year old. I don't blame you. Tell them about the food that you had to make for some kind of wasn't there something that you all had to sign up and bring food for?
Yeah, I forget what it was. Oh, it was like a cultural week, which is cool. Again, love it. Again, no, I don't mind sending food. There's a Valentine's Day party. We're participating in that. But this dish, the dishes that were listed, unless you brought the drinks, took 2 hours with really rare ingredients. And I get it because they're from different parts of the world. Love it. It's just a time suck. And I'm like, I do not have that time as a working mom. And my husband as a working dad, because he's, you know, got his own business. We don't have time to do that. And I know it's going to get worse. And it's like every other day. It's like, where is this today? It's purple day. It's jersey day. And it's so much to keep up with. That's fine. But this project, and I'm at the point where I don't know if I should say something, but then I become that mother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who complains. And I just think it's like, I would love to hear from teachers why this is happening, but I don't have time to put together a presentation.
I think it should be weighted based on the parents' intelligence. And with that, you're getting the right amount because you went to Emory.
I did my work. But I'm schools done.
Know you can, schools know you can handle it with your daughter, so they're going to give you harder stuff. I dropped out of San Diego State. They shouldn't give me any. They shouldn't give my kid anything.
Oh, okay. Punish me for doing well.
For being smart. That's what we do here on the Burt Show.
And, you know, it's not talking about this stuff with my kid. It's like a cool thing, and I'm happy she's learning about it, but And I've heard from other moms who are strapped down, like literal lawyers who have billable hours, who are sitting here gluing pictures to poster board. And I'm just, don't send home age inappropriate homework.
I don't know.
That's the problem. I do feel like that's age inappropriate for a 4-year old to have like a massive presentation.
I'm not sure what year it was where I looked at either Hayden or Hollis like walk out of the house. It wasn't even homework based, but they were so little and their backpack was so huge. I'm like, that thing is like 25 pounds on that little body. It's like he was rucking or something.
Yeah. Would I be an a-hole for pushing back on, I won't do this one because I think it's too late, but next time being like, no, my time is valuable. Now I'm working with my child rather than hanging out doing fun stuff with my kid.
I know I'm not ready to be a parent because if you gave my 4-year-old child a project, they are going to do it all on their own. I'm not helping at all. Whatever they come up with, they come up with.
Here's the thing, because I was like, that's cool. I'll guide her and she can get artsy with it and I really will guide her, but let her do it. And they're like, it needs to look nice and neat and pretty for so it can line the hallways, aka you need to do it. Yes, they sent that in a later on message because I was like, cool, she can get creative. Like, who cares if she colors outside the lines? Mm-hmm. Like, I will really let her have fun and make it an art project and we'll learn. No, that's not a thing.
Here is Allie, who is a teacher. Good morning, Allie. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. Teacher of 40 years, 2-time teacher of the year. As I've grown as a teacher, I realize that more children should be doing their own artwork. Make it messy. Let them do it, glue it however they can, if it has to come home, and send the message that this is a child-centered world, and the child should be doing it, not the parent, or have them do it in school. But at 4 years old, they should be playing.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Hot take. You're at school. You can learn at school. When you come home, it's playtime. I don't believe in homework in general, honestly. I'm like, if you can't teach it to them during the day, then that is not on me.
There was a year there where Hollis's school did that, where they're like, absolutely no homework.
That.
Yeah, yeah. And I was sort of like outraged, like, how dare us? You know, because old school, and that was part of the curriculum. But then realized, like, actually, the kid is having a life outside of school. It's not nearly as stressed, and I was down with it.
Yeah, we work, and then you get to go home and have free time. School is our child's work, and then they should get to go home and have free time.
The Burt Show.